Last month, the director of MIT's Media Lab admitted to accepting money from Jeffrey Epstein, the financier accused of sex trafficking underage girls. Joey Ito has pledged to donate an equivalent amount to charity, but some students and alumni say Ito's Epstein ties reveal a blind spot regarding sexism and abuse, and that Ito has lost the moral authority to lead. More now from WBUR's Max Larkin.
It's been 30 years since a book described the mission of MIT's Media Lab, somewhat immodestly, as inventing the future. Since then, the lab's reputation as a hive abuzz with brilliant minds has only grown.
And he goes, oh, see this guy over there? He will likely win the Nobel Prize. It's almost assured him. This is what it's like in this atmosphere.
That's pro skateboarder Rodney Mullen. Mullen is himself an innovator. He invented many of the tricks that form the basis of his sport. But on a six-week fellowship at the Media Lab this summer, Mullen says he was frequently astounded. The place lived up to the hype. Its members were inventing the future of prosthetic limbs, of textiles, of opera and urban planning. And Mullen says the inspiring students he met were clearly themselves inspired by Joey Ito, the lab's director since 2011.
The type of leader he was, how spot on he was in his vision of tech, that his relatability and clear genius had moved them.
But last month, Ito revealed a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein going back to 2013, 5 years after Epstein pleaded guilty to arranging sex with minors in Florida. By then, vivid details had been published about Epstein's alleged crimes. The rift that opened that day hasn't yet healed, and it may have gotten worse. The MIT Technology Review reported that at an all-hands meeting at the lab on Wednesday, the Media Lab's co-founder, Nicholas Negroponte, said that if he could do it all again, he would still encourage Ito to take Epstein's money. One person sobbed. Another told Negroponte to shut up, and many more walked out. A source confirmed that account to WBUR, but declined to speak on the record for fear of retribution. Ito, for his part, apologized once more and pledged to fix things. As tech giants go, Ito has a reputation for sincere concern for human issues, like diversity, privacy, and democracy. Just last spring, he taught a course on cultivating ethical awareness, so this struck even his allies as an astonishing lapse.
I think it's quite unfortunate that he did this.
That's Judith Donath, who both studied and taught at the Media Lab. Donath is one of almost 240 people who signed a letter asking Ito to stay on as director. She says she found the Media Lab to be welcoming while she was there, but that that wasn't everyone's experience.
Certainly there was not a lot of talk about race and inclusion earlier. I know there were other women students who found it really off-putting.
Ito, who declined to comment for this story, came to the lab without a college degree. But he was a thinker and an investor who has thrown himself into fundraising. At a lab that doesn't charge tuition and gives its students research stipends, that's a big part of the job.
So I felt a big responsibility as lab director to make sure that we had funding to support students.
That's Walter Bender, who ran the lab from 2000 to 2006. Bender says he personally believes that some money is too contaminated to take, but there's no agreement on that point. In recent years, MIT has accepted gifts from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and from fossil fuel companies. Donath says she's particularly troubled by the gifts from the late industrialist David Koch, who, with his brother Charles, pushed for climate change denial, among other right-wing causes.
You know, having their name plastered all over the top scientific institution lends them a credence that they then use to do extremely destructive things, including to the believability of scientists.
It's true that Ito has made the lab more inclusive, but now parts of that more diverse student body are calling for his ouster. Last week, in MIT's student newspaper, Arwa Mboya, a Kenyan-born graduate student at the lab, described Ito as part of a global problem in which powerful people protect their privilege, quote, at the expense of women's bodies and lives. For that reason, she argued, he has to go. Against Mboya are alumni and faculty who still believe in a certain kind of transformation, that just as MIT can redeem bad money by putting it to good use, Joey Ito can make the most of his grave ethical lapse. On both sides of the rift, there's agreement on one thing. This story is about much more than Ito. Epstein formed connections with dozens of America's top scholars and scientists, most of them men. MIT President Raphael Reif has promised to donate a sum equal to all of Epstein's gifts to anti-trafficking charities. He's also started a review of MIT's practices around private gifts. Meanwhile, Harvard has accepted at least $5.5 million more from Epstein than MIT did, and Harvard's president hasn't yet made any such commitments. So some argue that Ito's resignation now would set a bad precedent, with honesty being punished and silence rewarded. Among them is the physician Elizabeth Pettit, another director's fellow at the Media Lab this year.
What is going to happen if we can't be accountable and transparent and vulnerable? Well, we're going to end up with liars and people that want to dupe the system even more.
It's been a rocky start to the school year at the lab that invents the future. There's so much still to be said and done in a painful and uncertain present. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.